imagine leaving all of your friends, relatives, and colleagues behind and fleeing to a safe place where you don't know a soul. Pascal Nzabahandi knows that scenario well. 3 months ago, he fled violence and instability in his home country, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He is a refugee. We met Pascal at his rental home in Springfield.
It's like starting a new life. You find you have no anything, you have no money, you don't have anywhere to go, like shop, something like that. So I found many difficulties.
When refugees first arrive in their new country, they often feel disoriented and lonely.
Is what he, did you understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
On this day, he's meeting with Katie Webb, who heads the volunteer group Springfield Welcome Home. She says her volunteer group is very different from the government-contracted agencies that are paid to help refugees resettle.
The agencies aren't set up to create a social safety net and a community. That's not what they do.
So Springfield Welcome Home tries to fill in those gaps, including things that help refugees make friends and assimilate, like teaching them how to throw a dinner party. Webb says recent political events in the United States have caused numbers in her Ozarks group to swell.
We had 600 volunteers, 600 members on our Facebook group. And then when Trump signed the executive order, within about 48 hours, we went to 1,300 members on our Facebook group. And I heard from more than one person that said, you know, I was mildly interested in the refugee crisis, but this brought it home.
Webb says social integration is critical for a refugee's long-term success.
I'm just going to pray for our meal. Lord, I thank you so much.
Some refugees are finding their social needs met at churches that cater to their international backgrounds. Pastor Damon Duran is the head pastor at Life 360 Church in Springfield.
And they have the freedom to ask us cultural questions, whereas they may have a faux pas with somebody and they don't know what's going on. They have the freedom to ask us, did I do something wrong or why did they do this?
One volunteer at Life 360 Church is Jim Book, who once lived abroad as a missionary. He knows how loneliness can be a barrier to a person's ability to thrive.
Hospitality is a very strong component of other cultures, and food plays a major role in that. So that's part of the idea, to make everybody feel welcome. Refugees or other people that are internationals that happen to live here, or even some Caucasians like myself that attend the church. It's to bring people together and interact with each other socially over a meal.
But before Pascal can focus on developing friendships and hosting dinner parties, he needs to find a job.
I need to work, I need to go to school. I also need my children to go to school, that's all, because education is the only weapon to make a successful life of tomorrow.
According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, nearly 34,000 people are forcibly displaced every day. I'm Intisar Faulkner for KSMU News.